from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's a mindset. Can, when we put pads on, still play with a physicality and a personality, but still play with technique? And so that was the biggest thing, is the energy going to stay consistent, and can the technique stay where it needs to be?
It was a tough day at practice. It was a tough day at practice, but a good day at practice.
The Bills adding a safety, Kareem Jackson.
Jackson
signs a 1-year deal with the Bills to help buffer the Mike Edwards injury.
Mike Danger.
Just been a joy, a treat to be able to watch these guys get after it every single day, and watching each position go through their own drill and their own paces before putting it all together on those 11-11 drills. It's been a lot of fun, and today's practice was no different.
Gene Battaglia.
I feel like we're part reporters here for the Bills, offering our opinions and what happened. I also feel like we're ambassadors for our hometown, right? We love Rochester. We want to show everything off, and we're certainly proud of the cuisine here.
It's garbage!
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
And with that, we're off. Welcome on in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We are back on the air at St. John Fisher University, live from Buffalo Bills training camp. Day 6 here at Bills camp, and plenty to get to this afternoon on the show.
What happens? As soon as the clock hits 3, all of a sudden the wind picks up here?
Wind picks up. We might be dodging some showers this afternoon. And if you were at camp earlier today, you know, and we'll get to this, heat was a factor at practice today.
Yeah, as we'll get to the top story here, as Alec Anderson, the Bills offensive lineman, team putting out a statement. He was taken to a local hospital, signs of heat exhaustion. He's expected to be released later today, but it's just kind of a reminder, hey, make sure you're doing what you need to do here, because Danger, we all kind of live through stories like Corey Stringer, and you'll see stories around the country, particularly when it comes to high school football. Just stay hydrated out there, and I don't know if that was the case today or not with Alec Anderson, but it sounds like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, and luckily, you know, Alec Anderson plays for a team that has a medical staff that knows how to operate in high-pressure situations. They've proven their mettle, obviously, over the course of the last few years. So Alec Anderson, receiving treatment that he needs, and we hope the best for him. We have another injury to talk about from practice today, too, and we have a move that the Buffalo Bills made earlier this morning. So we'll get to all of that here, and we'll also set the table for you this afternoon, because we've got a stacked show for you later on this afternoon. Joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio, our buddy Jim Miller makes his annual visit into the Sports Bar.
Jim Miller, who they were in New England yesterday. They're going to Detroit tonight. Like, literally, their flight is right before we get off the air, somewhere in the 5 o'clock hour. So we had the chance to catch up with Jim Miller, former Chicago Bears quarterback, now hosting the national radio show on SiriusXM. And just enjoy getting his perspective on what's been a year of change in Buffalo. We just have to acknowledge it. Sometimes we're so close to it, but somebody from the outside, hey, all these new pieces, you know, how does this look? How can this work here? We'll get the thoughts of Jim Miller coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll also be joined coming up here in about a half an hour or so. Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, The Shout Podcast, his weekly visit into the Sports Bar. We'll get his thoughts on camp up to this point.
Yeah, and he brought you a nice iced coffee there, too.
I'll be well caffeinated. Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. hydration and it's key on a day like today. Got to have it. Got it. Yesterday, your boy was struggling. I was out there on the field for a good chunk of practice. It was hot yesterday, hotter today. And I overdid it yesterday with the hydration. I think I overdid it with the waters and the Gatorades to the point where I wasn't feeling good yesterday afternoon, man. I went home and cracked. Today, 100% better. Thanks to our boy Perino getting me in a little iced coffee, a little spark there.
A little hydration,
a little caffeine. Yeah, I appreciate that. We got to get to the bottom of what I did to deserve that. But Matt Perino is going to stop by about a half an hour from now, and we'll get his thoughts on Bills training camp. Not to bury the lead, we had the chance to talk to Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, as the Bills made a roster move, as you mentioned this morning, in our conversation with Brandon, we're going to hit that right off the top there with Brandon, have some fun with him. And look, the cap this year, cap beyond, Hard Knocks, there's going to be a lot of different topics we're going to hit with the Bills GM, who every year, we're lucky that he gives us a few minutes to stop by here. So Brandon Bean, I think it's a fun conversation, it's informative, and hopefully you can carve out some time to listen to the Bills GM here.
Now, before we get to Brandon Bean, let's kind of quickly go through the headlines of the day. We mentioned Alec Anderson and the heat exhaustion in his trip to the hospital and getting the treatment he needs. We should mention that the Bills did this morning sign a veteran safety in Kareem Jackson, releasing linebacker Shane Simon in a corresponding move. So Jackson, 27, for the Buffalo Bills on the practice field today. And the timing of that is fortuitous when you consider that today another injury to the Buffalo Bills secondary. That would be Cole Bishop, who walked, had his arm wrapped up after practice today. An arm injury for Cole Bishop, injured during today's session. We'll kind of keep tabs on what kind of recovery we're looking for here from Cole.
Yeah, as I think going back to the Kareem Jackson signing, 15 years in this league, okay. This is somebody that has seen this, been there, done that. I would think that it won't take him that long, but what can he actually offer? Or are the Bills actually bringing him in to be more of a teacher at this point?
Well, I think at this point, the way safeties are falling during camp, you're going to need bodies at minimum. So Kareem Jackson can provide that for camp and maybe latch on with the Buffalo Bills. Mike Edwards still missing practice today with his hamstring injury. And now you have the Cole Bishop news. So back there you have Taylor Rapp. You now have Jackson. You certainly have DeMar Hamlin. So, it's getting a little bit thin there on the back end of the Bills' defense with some of these injuries piling up. An update from yesterday's injury, Ty Johnson, he was out of practice today. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. Chase Claypool also not on the field today, still dealing with his toe injury. And Mike Edwards remains in concussion protocol.
And, and just to kind of give you an idea, Danger and I, we're always talking about what we're seeing. We talk to other people. And first thing I told Danger this morning, because I put some thought into this, and look, Tyrell Shavers is a nice player, but I'm not buying into this that he was going to make the 53, all right? Sometimes players string together a couple nice practices. You have the nice quote from Sean McDermott, but Sean McDermott's talking about his consistency. Doesn't mean that he's going to make the team. And I walked into Danger this morning. I'm like, look, I don't want to be mean to Tyrell Shavers, but this happens every year. There's some Bills player that we're all going to latch onto and kind of cheer for, but when you get down to it, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has a bigger resume, and we're doing push comes to shove. Well, I'm sharing my thoughts before practice because, well, for Shavers, it wasn't a good afternoon or good morning. He dropped the pass, had another one that was contested, could have come down with. So Tyrell Shavers still has some work to do to make this 53.
We'll get to the comments made by Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, who spoke to the media before practice today. We'll get that to you here just under an hour from now. But I think it's interesting that he kind of views it as that there isn't really a depth chart right now at wide receiver, that everybody's kind of working through their paces, and it's an open competition to be wide receiver 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's no guarantee that they're going to take 6 when you consider last year they only carried 5. So if it now becomes standard for the Bills to carry 5 wide receivers, Shavers is a practice squad player. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you can get elevated a few times, or it's good to have somebody like that you have confidence in that, all right, we need somebody this week. Let's bring him up. He knows the offense. I think that would be ideal for Tyrell Shavers.
Somebody that showed stars shone bright today at practice, somebody that we were discussing yesterday with defensive end Greg Rousseau, wondering, how does Von Miller look? What is Von back to where he was last year? And Rousseau kind of said, yeah, Von is Von. He looks like old Von. And today at practice, Von looked like old Vaughn. He day off, Veterans Day of rest yesterday, and in third and long drills that were going on today at practice, Vaughn Miller, you know, absolutely saw plenty of reps and made his impact known. He got after Josh Allen what would have been a sack, and pressured Josh Allen on another play, chasing him down from behind. So Vaughn Miller looked to be back in practice.
Well, and that's great. And I want to go back to something that Peter King told us 2 years ago when Vaughn Miller first showed up on the scene. And this is before the ACL injury. And hey, look, those first eight games of Vaughn Miller was with the Bills that season, he was great. He was the Hall of Famer Vaughn. And what Peter King told us is like, look, you're winning big against the Jets or whoever. You don't need Vaughn Miller. You need to kind of manage the reps. I think that's where I'm at with Vaughn Miller. He's shown, even today, like, you don't need to see him in the preseason. I don't necessarily need to see him on every down. He's somebody, though, that I think if you bring along at the right pace, could be a difference maker. That's what you're hoping for when the games really matter in the postseason.
Absolutely. All right, so Brandon Bean stopped by the sports bar earlier this afternoon, and, man, you know, to get a few minutes with him, knowing how busy his schedule is, literally watching him miss a call while he was on with us. Like, Brandon Bean is always on the go.
Feel guilty for that.
A little bit, yeah. But he was very gracious with his time, as he is every year when we see him here at camp. So we wanted to get you that conversation with Brandon Bean from earlier today at Buffalo Bills training camp here on The Fan Rochester. Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us this afternoon. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp. Day six in the books, and our annual visit with Bills GM Brandon Bean. Hey, Brandon, welcome back.
Appreciate you guys. Always good to be back up here.
Yeah, we're going to start with the hard-hitting stuff.
All right.
Have you played Hoak Hill, and how did you do?
You know, I've played it a few times. I came up here twice before we got to camp because I wanted to make sure to get some rounds in, and then we snuck out on Saturday, the players' day off in the afternoon. So, like anything, it was fun. I left a few shots out there. Last round I had three putts on the first nine, so I kind of set myself back, but finished all right.
All right, good. I would love that you come to enjoy Oak Hill every year here, and it's become a tradition to have you here in the sports bar as well. Some news from today, Brandon, you signed Kareem Jackson, and the question I think a lot of people wonder when you see that signing at his age, how much gas do you think he has left in the tank?
Yeah, I mean, you look at his film last year, and I didn't see a guy that had, like, fell off the cliff. His age is surprising, you know, that you go, man, this guy last year was 35 and still moving. He had a kind of a weird year. He got suspended for a couple of hits that they're trying to get out of the game, and we talked about it a little bit, and you know, I think he even went up to the league office and talked to those guys, and you know, they've said they're trying to put the onus, you've got to protect the offensive player. And you know, I looked at some of the hits, and he's trying to be physical. Not, you know, they sometimes, I think some of these defenders are worried about going too low and taking a knee out. And so it all made sense. But he's a guy that's very instinctive, a former corner. And the funny thing about his game is you don't see corners that move to safety be very physical. Usually that's their biggest issue. They got the range and the ball skill still. But this guy, he loves the contact, seeks, you know, he's a hitter. He'll have to get up to speed. He hasn't been in our defense, but he's a guy we looked at before when we had, you know, when we had some safety injuries in season, but we couldn't get Denver to move off the spot on him.
Yeah, so Brandon, an obvious follow-up because a fan favorite is still out there. You know, why bring in Jackson over Micah Hyde?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, right now, you know, we're just – you're always looking at everything, and we wouldn't hesitate to bring Micah back. It's just, you know, it's all timing, and those conversations remain open. So nothing that we've done or would do would ever keep us from bringing Micah back if it made sense for both sides.
You mentioned Jackson suspensions and the league office getting involved, and there's a couple of rule changes going into this year, and I wanted to get your perspective on it. One, we've talked a lot about the special teams and the new kickoff rules and everything. We get to see it at practice here at St. John Fisher, and it's a little bit jarring to the eye at first, because unless you were watching the XFL when that rule was there. The bigger one for me, I think that's going to be a little hard for officials. Talk a little bit about what the hip drop tackle rule is going to be like for teams this year in terms of, I mean, that feels like a rule that could be a little hard to officiate and could certainly swing the outcome of a game, being that it's a 15-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're – what our understanding is, and you're right, you watch plays, and I know even us going through them at league meetings, you know, if 10 people are looking at it, eight might say it's a hip drop, and two might not. And the league says that's not, and then the next one they say it is. So it is gray. They're trying to basically say if you latch onto a guy and unweight yourself and pull him backwards, or it's almost like an extension of the horse collar, just at a lower angle. So I don't think that they're going to, at least our understanding, year one, they do want to eliminate it. But I think they're going to more fine you after, you know, which they do on a lot of hits at the safety position. You know, when guys are defenseless, sometimes they're not called in the game, but a player might get a fine a week later or whatever it is. I think they're going to do that. I don't think you're really going to see, unless it's just egregious, I don't think you're going to see a flag at least this upcoming season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Brandon Bean is our guest. Buffalo Bills off the field. The sixth practice in the books today. The future and right now for the cap. How does the cap look in 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously had to make some tough decisions coming into 2024. Fortunately, the cap did have a big spike this year, and we don't have the exact numbers for next year. We would love another big spike, you know, when you're trying to build it around a quarterback like Josh and some of the other pieces we've extended. But, you know, I think it'll be a better outlook. We've found some younger players to fill some of these roles, and so younger is usually cheaper and more cost-effective. And so we got to continue as we move forward into 25 and 26, we got to hit on these draft picks. We've always said it. Not only do you want to draft and develop, it just they usually turn out to be the best fits. But from a cost control standpoint as well, so we're excited. You know, right now our college scouts have been in here. We're about to send them on the road, and hadn't met with a lot of these guys this morning. And we're excited about the draft capital we have going into next year, and the emphasis that I put on that we've got to hit another draft here.
Is that the biggest challenge when you carry the second most dead cap weight in the league? Is hitting on those draft picks? Explain the challenges of building a roster when you're that cap strapped.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's naturally the easiest thing is to see a guy in the NFL and watch him do his position, whatever it is, and say, oh, that translates to our team. The hardest scouting part of it is these guys are playing at all different levels in college. You know, whether they're playing at Troy or Taron Johnson at Weber State, you know, Josh Allen at Wyoming, or guys at Bama, Georgia, you know, that you always see in the Final Four or the championship games. And so you're trying to evaluate all those guys and then project, and some of these guys are 21, some are 23, some are 25. They're all different ages of where they're going to, you know, ascend into our league. And so that's why it's so important to hit these and continue to do that. And again, this year we were able to add some draft capital with the move with Steph, and then we made a move in the draft to get, I think, Chicago's fourth. So it's a very important if we want to be cap strong the best we can, knowing we have a franchise quarterback, that those costs we see are continuing to rise.
Brandon Bean is our guest. Talking about those picks later on, I mean, when you get a Christian Benford to pop like that, I would imagine you take great pride in that. And when we're looking at this year's class, is there a guy that you're particularly excited about, whether that's Cedric Van Pran Granger, maybe a third rounder in Dwayne Carter? What are your thoughts on the later picks here from the 2024 class?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dwayne's still learning this game and how we want to play versus at Duke, and it is a transition for him. And, you know, Ced Van Pran, a guy that, you know, first position would be center, but, you know, he's also getting reps at guard. But you're talking about a guy who was a three-time captain and at Georgia and won multiple championships. So we're excited about these guys, and you know, you hope that you don't need them as much this year in year one to let them – you know, transition from the college game to the pros, but injuries happen, things happen. We're going to get them all ready to, you know, to play, and you know, injuries will force them their hand at some point. You hope it's spot duty versus having to run on an 8-game stretch. And again, the young tackles that we got late, those guys have done a good job. It's exciting to now see those guys in pads too.
How do you evaluate that, Brandon? And you and Sean, you know, you draft these guys with a purpose. You draft these guys because you believe that they're going to make the team better. But we've seen inconsistencies as far as how they get in. A guy like Trey White, day one starter, right? Dalton Kincaid took a few games, came on because of an injury to Dawson Knox last year, and we expect big things out of him this year. When you talk about a guy like Cole Bishop, you know, there's an injury and he's getting some reps with the first team. What's the evaluation when you determine when that rookie is ready to go? Is it in practice? Is it, you know, what you'll see in the preseason? What goes into that decision?
It's all of it. You know, you're around them too. How confident are they, the maturity of them? And they, you know, it can be some guys walk in and it is just like, it's like they are still at, you know, Florida State or wherever they came from. They're playing at a level that you would expect. And some guys, it's a big transition. And sometimes just the transition of life of what is a professional athlete versus a college athlete and the expectations. And, you know, now they've got money. You know, now some of them are getting money in NIL now, so that they're used to that. But there's so many different things, and you can probably use it in any office. Some people are really good in college, but they're not great business workers, you know, right away. It takes them a little bit to understand. And so you try to do it at the pace that they're going. Sometimes it's, you know, when this team in 2017, there was not a lot of depth. So you're dropping a Deion Dawkins in the lineup. You're dropping Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
As you build the roster and get more depth, it becomes harder and harder. And listen, as I said, coaches naturally want to see a guy that's done it and prove it. It's hard to stick a guy out there right away. I mean, I think even James Cook, it took him a little bit of time to build, you know, the confidence in James and make sure he's confident in doing his job.
Brandon Bean is our guest. Big story line from last week in the NFL. Tua Tagovailoa gets a deal. Jordan Love gets a deal. And when you're looking at the comparison, relatively speaking, I mean, Josh Allen provides you great value. Like, at what point do you sit down maybe with Josh's people and say, hey, you know what, we should take a look at this, maybe extending?
Yeah, we always look at that stuff and have open dialogue, you know, with Josh and his reps. Great relationship, Patrick Collins, CAA, and all those guys. So we always have open dialogue. Whether these deals got done or not, where things are, where the market's going, and you do that at other positions too.
Back on the field through six practices, is there a player that stood out to you? Somebody that's turned your head, made your eyes go a little bit wide?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some different guys. I mean, I think it's been good to see Vaughn. Vaughn's had a really good – we gave him an off day yesterday, and I thought you saw another level of twitch and explosiveness today on him. But, you know, Terrell Bernard being back out there, he's made a lot of plays. Kyer has had a really good camp going into year three. You know, I think his confidence level is at an all-time high, and that's a position you got to be confident playing corner. You know, a lot of the receivers, different guys, Curtis Samuels had, you know, a day, Shakir, Keon's made some plays in the red zone. And so, you know, 17, he's been pretty good too.
We were talking about this on the show yesterday. I guess it's a storyline every camp, every year, but where do you draw the line when it comes to, you want guys competing, but these skirmishes break out. So how do you kind of balance that?
Yeah, you know, you want them competing, and you want guys pushing each other to the edge and trying not to cross it. Sometimes tempers are going to flare, you know, and maybe you feel like you didn't see the film, you feel like a guy cheap shotted you, but maybe he got knocked into you, and that's like I'm gonna give him a little extra on the next play. And that's how you can sometimes, and just from my vantage point, I'm like, all right, I start watching these two because I can tell there's some jawing afterwards or somebody giving them a little bit extra, you know, beyond the whistle. So you try to be ready. And again, if you went through a whole camp and you didn't have some skirmishes, I'd be worried about, you know, are these guys prepared and ready for battle?
Well, I was going to ask you, where's Sean with all of that? Because I have a feeling that Sean is a camaraderie guy, a team guy. You don't want to see a teammate go after another teammate. But in the same breath, he's also a guy that wants that level of compete, that intensity that comes with a practice. Where's he at with those skirmishes as they break out?
Yeah, I mean, same thing, guys. I mean, first off, don't injure a teammate. Like, let's be smart. Don't injure yourself. You know, we've always heard these stories of a guy punching a guy with a helmet on, and you're not sensibly thinking when you do that. But just being smart. Make sure we protect each other, and we're all trying to make each other better. But listen. These are brothers, and I got two boys, and I can tell them over and over to not push the limit. But once in a while, one of them's going to push the limit, and they're competitive, and they're all fighting for jobs, and they are trying to make each other better. And listen, I can't yell too bad. We played basketball over here, so not this year, but some years, and we've almost gotten some skirmishes, in the gym. So. It happens. Like I said, it's a fine line. You want to make sure. The main thing is, if they do happen out there, when we walk off the field, we're all brothers. Nothing's carrying to the locker room or the cafeteria.
Brandon, we're watching the Hard Knock series with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and people that we've certainly followed. How do you manage this when they come knocking someday? Because I would think that's a little unnerving having a camera follow you around all the time.
Yeah, probably not something I'd be too thrilled about. it is what it is. I know it's the nature of our beast, and I get it. And if Mr. Pegula tells me, hey, you got to do it, you got to take one for the team, then I would do it. But it's definitely not something I'm going to be raising my arm for. Hey, film us.
Video circulating yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. John Elway mentioning his biggest regret from his time as Broncos GM. Do you see this?
One of the guys sent it to me.
Yeah. Not drafting Josh Allen. So do you sleep easy at night knowing you got over on Elway?
I love John. John was always great to deal with. I got a lot of respect. Obviously, I was a kid watching him play.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was very surreal the first time I ever talked to John, just doing business with him and meeting him in person. He always treated me with just one of the nicest dudes. And listen, no one bats 1,000, and I understand his situation. They had just drafted Paxton Lynch. They signed Case Keenum and paid him, I think, $18 million a year or something. So I got it. I totally did. And Bradley Chubb, was a premier rusher, and we're obviously very thankful that it worked out, to our benefit. But a lot of respect for John. And you know what? A lot of people wouldn't have the gonads to say that, and I already had a high respect for John, even higher after hearing him say that.
Brandon, we love having you and the Buffalo Bills come to Rochester. So whatever you need while we're here, what do we have to do to make this a long-term relationship?
This is the insecure Rochesterians and us talking. We don't want Big Brother to pack up and leave. Don't leave us. Come to training camp every year. We know how much you guys say you love it, but we're going to remind you every year, hey, man.
Anything you need.
Wait, listen, we do love it. We really do, and that's – like anything, you got a head coach and a GM that both believe in it. Like, sometimes there's things that he sees one way, I see another, and then sometimes there's not. But this one we both see, eye to eye that, this is very important for us to get away, and it's a good bonding experience for our guys. And so I would expect us to continue.
Knowing how busy you are and your schedule every day here at training camp, Brandon, thank you for carving out some time for us here in the sports bar. We'll see you around, all right?
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
There he is, Brandon Bean, Bills GM, stopped by the sports bar earlier here, live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University.
Yeah, as I think people are optimistic about Von Miller, I think the safety signing is a little curious. He's telling you everything you need to know about Micah Hyde, right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's just...
I think that's it. I mean, they have Micah Hyde on speed dial if they need him, but, well, they need him, and... They didn't call him, but we'll dive a little bit more into that signing of Kareem Jackson, what it might mean. The secondary is a little banged up here. is training camp completes. Day six, Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, the Shout Podcast, our regular every Tuesday here in the Sports Bar. Stopping by next live on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.